Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing? I say that with a little giggle, not just because I love laughing yoga, but because I don't know anybody that's not going through some pretty intense, interesting, bizarre, unusual, I can't believe this is happening in my life situations. And the only way to deal with them is to deal with them. You know, the people that like to bury their heads in the sand or pretend things are not happening, they're having a rough go right now. And I can have compassion for them, but at the same time, since some of those very same people have tried to make my life difficult, I wish them healing, but at the same time, I've really gained a deep understanding that it's not my problem. So I wanted to talk about inner strength today. I love the Oracle cards this week. If you are into that, you should check out all the three, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. So I've been doing a deep dive on building inner strength and figuring out, you know, ways to build ourselves up when dealing with these challenging situations, because I ended up in another one last week. And I really, really struggle to understand where the other people are coming from in the actions they're doing, because they're trying to prevent me from, or trying to mess with me from caring about somebody. And that's not cool. That's emotional abuse on both of us. And I don't like it. And so I'm not going to put up with it. I just try to ignore their shenanigans. It's not even shenanigans, because I like that word. Their abuse and their emotional manipulation, and just make sure the person that they're trying to prevent me from caring about knows that I care. And so I took this intention with me into this situation. It was a family funeral, and I completely care about the family, and I have so many great memories, and we were celebrating the life of this man. In fact, one of the last conversations we had was about aliens and interesting books on metaphysical topics, and it was so much fun. Now, I was concerned about going, only because of this weird situation I've ended up in that makes zero sense to me, but I'm in it, so I need to deal with it. And so I thought, how can I build up my inner strength so that I can go there with a very clear intention of supporting those people I love and care about, and just, you know, taking a step back from those that really don't love or care about me? I don't need them to. In fact, it's better for my life that they don't. But what I also don't need is them to be jerks about it. And they have been. So here's what I did, and I want to share this all with you. And yes, it has to do with my skills, and yes, it is kind of an advertisement for what I do, but it works. And if you booked a session with me about this, I would tell you my stories, just, you know, to prove that it works. Okay, so what I did, I made sure I was eating healthy, because I knew, I mean, it was all put together in a very short amount of time. I overthought it hugely. Yeah, did all that. Went over the woulda, shoulda, couldas, what ifs. Oh, yeah, did a really deep dive in all of that and drove myself a little bit fatigued on that. Then I did a deep energy clearing. Deep. On overthinking, because, you know, that's what we do. And any negative energy that was stuck anywhere, I did about three or four of those. And I did all of us that were going, the three of us, because what happens to one of us affects all of us. And it was amazing. Amazing. And I was very clear on my mission there to support those that I love and care about, reconnect with those I haven't seen in a while that I enjoy, and the ones that I don't enjoy because they're abusive or grouchy or, I mean, they don't like me, and that's okay. They don't have to like me. I just didn't have anything to do with them. But I also didn't not be me to avoid getting their attention. Because we do that sometimes, right? I can make myself invisible. And I thought, you know what? I've done that for a while. It's time to stop. I'm bringing my authentic self, who is sparkly. I had somebody that I haven't seen in years. She said, Shannon, just keep being your bubbly self. You are such a delight. And I smiled at her, and I said, if you knew what I would have been dealing with, and I decided not to let it overpower who I am, I said, you'd be shocked. And so I did it, and the universe gave me the message that it was working. Oh, and the universe gave me so many gifts. It was very, very clear that the way they treat me is not how I treat them. And I'm not going to treat them as they treat me because that's not who I am. I was taking care of things. I did do a little retail therapy on the way home as a good girl treat. But you know what? We can do this. So we need to build up our inner resilience and overthink it. Do all the woulda, shoulda, couldas and then let them go. So my tools are obviously energy clearing because I'm really good at it. Journaling, that could be one of your tools to let it go. Perhaps coloring while you're doing it mindfully. You're doing it, setting the intention that you're going to release all negativity. You're going to release anything that's stuck in your body. It's also why we're doing another chakra cleanse today. Because, you know, in having conversations with people, and I really got the validation that everybody's dealing with this kind of chaos. And it's how you choose to deal with it that either shows spiritual and emotional growth or not. And it's okay if other people are not. And you have to let go of your expectations. Or maybe you just want them to be better people. But in that, you're giving them too much compassion and letting them walk on you or sabotage you. I'm not interested. And one thing I want to point out to you, I want you to really examine if you're needing their approval or acceptance, or if there's an obligation there. I did cut cords with all these people a long time ago, and yeah, I feel very neutral, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to feel neutral. And lots of times I would go to something like this and I would observe and be a little bit quieter. And I chose not to this time. Because this is people I care about and I wanted to talk to them. I wanted to hear their stories. I wanted to know how their life is. And if that made those people that don't care about me uncomfortable, that's their issue, not mine. But as empaths, we can get caught up in that because we feel it. Oh, I had a lot of crystals in my pockets, and I spray smudged my shoes a lot. I was ready. I also did the hula hoop of protection. But you know what? When I was there, because I had set all this up energetically and did all the big clearings and protections, I also did a big protection on all of us, it wasn't hard. It was easy. And even when the universe had a sense of humor and put me face to face with some of the people that I know are toxic for me, it was okay. I just took care of them, took them to the place they needed to be, knowing, not just knowing, they've done it to me before where they didn't do that for me. They saw me, they knew people were looking for me, and deliberately and with intention, didn't let me know. This is before I even knew we were in some sort of low-key feud. I had no idea. I knew something was off, but I didn't know why or how extreme it was on their part. Mainly because I'm over here living my life. And that's what you need to do. Live your life, right? Try to find a way to release the need for their approval, their acceptance, because what if they're simply not capable of giving it? Their envy, their being victims, they're deciding that their life is, you know, so hard and you have it easy. It could be that energy is more than anything else. And they will never give you that. They're not capable of it. That doesn't mean you don't be you. I wish them love and healing. I tried praying for them a lot, and it seemed to upset their demons, and they upped their game a little, so I stopped that. Because I don't want you to fail at life. The opposite. I would like you to be happy. You know, and the energy of all that, the certain group of people, it's not happy. And I can feel compassion for them for that because I think that's unfortunate, but it's not my problem. You made your choices, and we are not in alignment. The oracle cards this week have been so cool about that. The first one was about alignment. Align your life. What is not aligned or needs to change? What in your life is no longer in alignment with who you truly are? And perhaps that's family. A powerful move. Deliberate action. That was cool. And so I did. And it worked. It worked. And you can do this. You can make choices. You can make changes from an empowered and thoughtful place. And then today's card was Lilith, independence, which just fits, right? You don't need to be dependent on their approval. You need to get real with yourself. Real with the situation, because what if they simply are not capable of giving it? And because you're no longer making it easy for them, perhaps you found out some things that are so horrific that you're like, wow. Caught them on some secrets and lies. You have to look at your own situation with reality. And then release. Disconnect. Build your inner strength. Find that warrior in yourself to not to cause trouble, but also to not let them bring you trouble. You can. You can diffuse it. And if you want to know how or need some support or some ideas on tools, book a soul session. They're impactful and powerful. I know what my soul mission is, and it's empowering other people. So I end up in these crazy situations where I'm like, huh, why? But it's for my spiritual growth, and I thank the other players in that, and I also thank when I get the validation that I'm not like them, and I don't want to be. All right, So what time we got left? Okay, let's do our chakra balancing. Now, I want you to take a nice breath in. And we're setting the intention with this chakra balancing that it's going to empower you and tune you into that inner strength to support you in dealing with challenges, because we got them, right? Okay, so that's what our intention is, and let's go ahead and do our chakra balancing.
As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Then, let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release and let go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around your body, you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze or is the breeze breathing you? Every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. This gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs. Release and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm and at ease, so that now at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. Begin to notice your connection to the earth and earth energy. Allow it to stabilize and ground you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe. Allow yourself to open and receive the light. Imagine that light coming from above in a tunnel-like, cone-like light of pure positive energy. A stream that flows down through you, flowing within you, and all around you. Imagine that this light cleanses and clears taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt, and debris, releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted. Moving it right out of the body and mind, letting all the old, the past, and the blocks, the stoppages, go. Cleanse and clear. Cleanse and clear. Let it all go. Once and for all, let it all go. Now, bring your attention to the base of your spine and the lower pelvis. Notice this area as your first chakra. Like a light ball of energy, and the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security. Notice how you feel in this part of your body, maintaining a steady flow of breathing as you bring to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleaning and releasing any tension. This first chakra is associated with the quality of stability. Remember how you feel in your body when you are stable. Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of stability. How do you visualize stability? Let yourself be absorbed in the feeling of stability. Imagine your first chakra simply absorbing the quality and energies of stability. Focus on this first chakra. Ask the light to send stability to your first chakra. Imagine yourself projecting stability and expressing stability in the world. Visualize yourself in perfect health, balanced with a sense of well-being. Imagine yourself in complete comfort with your sexuality, at ease in your life, and secure. I'm just going to give you about a minute to soak in this energy. Nice. I'm energetically supporting you through this whole process. Now let's go to our second chakra. Focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. This is the area of your body where sensuality, moods, and emotions are managed by the energy of the second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release and clear, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality spontaneity. Remember how you feel when you are spontaneous. How do you imagine spontaneity? Imagine sensations around being connected to the feeling of being spontaneous. Focus again on your second chakra. Let yourself be absorbed in this feeling of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra and imagine projecting that spontaneity energy into the world as you imagine yourself free, playful, at ease, and natural. I'm just going to give you a minute to absorb all that energy and then project it out for yourself. Think, feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know. There's no way to do this wrong, and I'm supporting you all the way. Excellent. Okay, now let's move up to our third chakra. As you begin to focus on your solar plexus, the diaphragm, this is your third chakra, where you direct upon and determine your environment. You take charge and create. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra is associated with your power. What do you sense about your own power? Imagine the sensations of creatively expressing your power in the world. Let the feeling of your own power be absorbed and feel your power direct your life with confidence, the way you want it to be. Your third chakra now absorbs the fullness of your power. Feel it, know it, be it. Nice. Now let's move up to your fourth chakra. As you turn your attention to your chest area, you may notice that this light ball of energy is green. This is your fourth chakra, which represents love, compassion, and wisdom. Notice how you feel in your chest area. Maintain your steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. You got this. Cleanse and clear. No way to do this wrong. Release any tension. Fill the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. This fourth chakra is associated with the quality of joy. Imagine the sensations around being connected to joy. Where do you notice joy in your life, and how do you express it in the world? Let this feeling of joy fill you. Be open to receiving this energy and see yourself easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Be aware of the value of yourself. Love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to the fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well-being filled with love, being filled with joy. Just soak in that energy right now. I'll give you a few moments. Excellent. Now, let's go to our fifth chakra. As you turn your attention next to your throat area, notice the light ball of energy that is blue. This is your fifth chakra, representing your communication abilities with others. Notice how you feel in this area of your throat. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear, releasing any tension. Fill your fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. Soak that in. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. Imagine the sensations flowing through you associated with authenticity. Where do you notice authenticity in your life? How do you express it in the world? Let the feeling of being authentic fill you. Imagine yourself communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. As the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear, soak this in. I'll give you a few moments to really feel this energy. You got this. Soaking that in. Nice. Now, let's move up to our sixth chakra. Move your concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head. This is the sixth chakra, which oversees your mind, your imagination, and your ability to see with clarity and perspective. This one's about your inner knowing. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Notice how you feel in this area of your body. Maintain a steady flow of your breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. The quality of this sixth chakra is certainty. Imagine the sensations of certainty flowing through you. Where do you notice certainty in your life? How do you express certainty in your world? Allow this feeling of being certain to fill you. Imagine yourself clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know, with clear vision, feeling, inner knowing. Someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward in your life, creating with certainty and confidence. Let the vibrancy of the color purple be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And I'm going to give you a few moments just to soak in that energy completely and easily. Now, bring your attention and concentration to the area right over the top of your head. This is the seventh chakra and allows for your spiritual energy, your spiritual being. The color is white. And this is the chakra that connects you with the universe. Notice how you feel in this area. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe through this area, cleanse and clear, release any tension. Release any feelings of separation and solitude. Fill this seventh chakra with this pure white light. And let this light ball of energy grow in intensity. Feel what you feel. The quality of this seventh chakra is communion. How do you express communion in the world? Where do you notice communion in your life? As you feel the chakra, let it nourish your spiritual self. Get in touch with belonging here on earth, your purpose, your knowingness, and your pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and enjoy the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, focus on your heart, to put your hands on your heart, and accept with love that you are now fully attuned and aligned. You are fully attuned and aligned, feeling safe, feeling confident, feeling connected to your inner wisdom. And now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself at the top of your staircase, that symbolic staircase, with all the chakras balanced and cleansed and cleared as we deepen and reinforce, beginning with your left foot. Visualize or imagine going down those beautiful, safe, secure steps. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling confident. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Feeling strong, feeling empowered. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated. As you enter this positive domain, you can sense your energy has been purified, your chakras have been enhanced on all levels of mind and body activity. Everything is working together now for your positive benefit and forward movement in your life. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. You got this. You are cleansed, you are cleared, you will go forward with confidence, clarity, security, empowerment, communion, and love. As we come up and out of this journey for today, with everything reinforced and you're feeling cleansed, purified, and ready for your day. I'm going to count from 0 to 5 as we come up and out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud if you need to. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.